Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. Of course, looking at the complaint against Governor Tad Blagojevich in Illinois, there's a lot that's peculiar there. And there's also a lot that's peculiar to the politics and the style of politics in both Chicago and the state of Illinois. One of the details that is truly unique to Chicago and Illinois is the allegation that there's some connection between the Chicago Tribune Company, Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs, and the governor's attempts to sell and shake down politicians and powerful institutions in Illinois. Joining us to discuss the Wrigley Field angle of the Blagojevich epic is Jeff Beresford Howe, The Takeaway's one-man tailgate party and our commentator on sports issues. Jeff, reach into that Blagojevich mess and pull out this Tribune Wrigley Field detail.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. The heart of the deal was that he was offering the Tribune a simple deal. We will take control of Wrigley Field and responsibility for $300 or $400 million in renovations, get you a $150 million tax break, and all you have to do in exchange is fire at least one editorial writer in the Chicago Tribune who's been urging the impeachment of the governor. And that was the heart of it.
And how unusual is something like that?
That's
allegedly, right?
Allegedly, yes, yeah. In Fitzgerald's indictment. How unusual is that? Well, here's the tragedy. In a greater sense, it's not unusual at all. If the governor had not demanded the quid pro quo, everything he did would have been entirely and perfectly legal.
So he could have offered
in terms of Wrigley Field,
right? And making deals. So there's a tradition of radical, crazy wheeling and dealing when it comes to sports arenas and stadiums, both existing and ones that are built. But once it gets connected to an editorial board, then it's a whole different category.
Well, that's the thing that makes this so extraordinary is that with all the intermixing of media companies and professional sports now, a lot of sports teams and a lot of sports leagues are heavily tied in with the media. And the governor was simply recognizing the reality all across the country that there is very little separation between professional sports and big-time media.
So he's a bit of an entrepreneur in this new media environment.
The man's an innovator.
Right. So the announcement this week of the bankruptcy or the preparation for bankruptcy of the Tribune Company, do you think that is timed with this whole mess?
Yeah, absolutely. When Sam Zell bought the Tribune, he took on $13 billion in debt.
But he only put up about $350 million of his own money.
Right, and he agreed to a schedule of payments. And one of the ways he planned to make that schedule of payments was to sell the Chicago Cubs, who he doesn't care about at all, for $1 billion. In order to do that, he had to get rid of Wrigley Field and this $300 or $400 million in repairs that are coming down the road. And the governor held that up and prevented Zell from making a timely sale of the Cubs. And he did have people willing to pay up to $1 billion for the Cubs. And he failed to make his early December payment on his loans, and the Tribune Company went belly up on December 8th.
All right, before we go, quickly, any sense that any of this is going to make the seats more comfortable for Cubby fans when baseball season opens in April?
Not this April, no.
Not this April, no. So
not any chance.
So no chance of repairs, and all of this is sort of stuck in the standoff in politics in Chicago and Illinois. Thank you, Jeff.
Take care.
Jeff Beresford Howe is The Takeaway's tailgate party and sports commentator talking about the Tribune angle and Wrigley Field in the Blagojevich scandal.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.